You have my heart, and I am yours forever. You are my strength, God of grace and power. In everything you hold in your hand, still you make time for me. I can't understand.
It's Wednesday, August 24th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. I'm stuck in the middle when it comes to worship music, and here's what I mean. There's some young people who look at old hymns and say, man, that's lame. And there's some older people who will look at contemporary Christian songs and say, that's lame. And I've got to say, they're both wrong. And they're both kind of right. See, there are some old hymns and new worship songs that are shallow, man-centered, and repulsive. But then again, there are some old hymns and new worship songs that are God-centered, Christ-exalting, and beautiful. So how do you know the difference? Like, what makes the difference? It's the words. Do they line up with Scripture? Do they proclaim that which is true about God and man? Those are the questions we need to be asking. Not does it tickle my little fancy, is it my kind of style, but does it proclaim truth and therefore melt my heart in worship to God? So I think there needs to be repentance among some of the young people who roll their eyes at the great hymns of the faith, and they look at that and they think, oh, I'm so much cooler than that. And there perhaps needs to be repentance among some older people who look at contemporary worship songs with the same heart. Today we're looking at the sixth verse in the 23rd Psalm, and it says this, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Now keep this in mind, the Hebrew word for mercy here probably needs to be translated, or better translated, as steadfast love. So surely goodness and steadfast love shall follow me all the days of my life. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to hold up two songs that proclaim this truth right here. All right? Two songs, one old and one new. And as we read these words, let our hearts connect to the truth that God's goodness and love never end. And they follow His people all the days of their lives. First, the song is by Chris Tomlin, and it's called Unfailing Love. And it says this, "You have my heart, and I am yours forever. You are my strength, God of grace and power. And everything you hold in your hand, still you make time for me. I can't understand. So I praise you, God of earth and sky. How beautiful is your unfailing love. And you never change. God, you remain the Holy One, my unfailing love." And there are some deep truths proclaimed right there. God Himself is love, and He never ceases to pour out His love on His people. Like, there is not a day that I live that I can't say His love is being poured out. His love is being poured out. His goodness and His love is clinging to me all the days of my life. All right, now let's look at one old song, a beautiful great hymn of the faith that serves as a tragedy if our young people don't know it. Brother Sonny sang this a couple of Sunday nights ago. It was written in the 1700s, and it's called How Firm a Foundation. These are the words. "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled." And this is what God says. "Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen and help thee and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, listen, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake." All right, two songs, one old, one new. They both proclaim this deep, moving truth found in Psalm 23:6, that because the Lord is our shepherd and our host, He will make sure that His goodness and love cling to us for the rest of our journey through life. Through the mountaintops, through the valleys. So what more can we ask for? And what more can He say to you? To those who have run to Jesus, the unchanging, Holy One, God of grace and power, has looked upon all those who have ever turned and trusted in Jesus and said, I love you, and I'm with you, and I'll never forsake you. My goodness and steadfast love will follow you all the days of your life. So let us cling to this truth. Let us go and sing this truth and thereby magnify the name of Jesus in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day.